It's time now for the KNEY Coaches Corner Wrap-Up Pregame Show. And good evening. It is the most wonderful time of the year. And no, this isn't a way too early Christmas program. I'm talking about the other wonderful time of the year, playoff football. Let's go ahead and take a look at the postseason. Eight-man teams kicked things off last night across the state, and locally, it was a pretty good night. All three of our area teams that played won. Frankfort got a big win over Lakeside, 60-14. Head coach Nick Anderson said it was a little bit different in getting ready for the ball game, especially since he wasn't real sure how his team would respond to the nearly month layoff.
We gave our guys workouts while they were not able to practice, and we tested them out a little bit that first day, and they were as in good a shape or better shape than they were when they left. So they did their homework for us. Downfall for us is we had 3 or 4 days of practice with no idea who we were going to play, and so it was hard to prepare for anyone in particular. We more just focused on ourselves.
That focusing on themselves seemed to work out. Ethan Armstrong and Caden Dollinghouse each scored 3 touchdowns, and Gavin Cornelison added 2 scores for the Wildcats. Frankfort will now move on and take on St. John's Tipton on the road next week. The Hanover Wildcats also got a big win last night, 56-6 over Osborne. It was the second win over the Bulldogs this season, where they also won in dominating fashion. Head coach Matt Hoyer talks about why he feels his team is playing the way that they are.
Well, I feel like our kids have done a good thing throughout the course of the season of getting better each and every single week. I think that the experience factor that we brought back from last year has played a giant role in how we've performed throughout the course of the year. And I think that our kids building confidence through, you know, some of the big games earlier in the year has really been a benefit to us as we move forward.
Hanover will indeed move forward as they host TVL rival Axtell in round 2. Axtell advances to the next round, and theirs was a little more dramatic than Frankfort and Hanover. The Eagles were on the road at Thunder Ridge and trailing 40-20 with just 3 minutes and 21 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 28 seconds later, Isaac Detweiler threw a 19-yard pass to George Voley to cut into the Longhorn lead. A recovered onside kick, and 8 seconds later, Detweiler hooked up with Mitchell Bussing for a 35-yard score. The 2-point conversion was good, and the Eagles only trailed by 6. Axtell got the ball back with 29 seconds left in regulation. Detweiler ran for a score to tie things up. Bussing passed to Voley for the 2-point conversion and a 42-40 lead. Thunder Ridge had a chance and threw a pass into the end zone where Isaac Detweiler was waiting for the game-sealing interception. That was Axtell's 4th consecutive victory after dropping back-to-back games in weeks 4 and 5 against Hanover and Frankfort. Head coach Eric Detweiler talks about how his team performed since.
I thought we had to take a step back and refocus a little bit on what we were doing. You know, we've had a few injuries and a few kids that had to step out for COVID, so we had to move some kids around and thought that hurt us a little bit, but no excuses. It's just the way it is. You know, I feel like it probably made us a better football team all the way around, to be honest. It seemed like the kids got smarter at the game of football and learned what it's like to play the other positions, and glad that we got that opportunity and can move forward from there.
And as I said, the Eagles will move forward against Hanover next week. The Centralia Panthers finished the regular season winning 7 in a row with a 7-1 record. That earned them a first-round bye into the playoffs. Head coach Larry Glossick said the bye is a nice time to work on themselves, and he feels his team is really clicking now.
Well, I just think they're coming together. You know, a lot of sports are camaraderie and how well they play together. That's a key to this bunch here. You started off with some new faces and made some switches that would help us down the road, and, you know, kids are finally starting to come together.
The Panthers ended the regular season with a 60-20 victory over Waubonsie, and Centralia will face the Chargers once again at home next week. Waubonsie won their first-round game last night over Pleasanton, 62-18. Tonight, 2 area teams will hit the gridiron, however, 3 were scheduled. Valley Heights season came to an end as the Mustangs had to cancel their playoff game against Northeast Arma due to COVID. Valley Heights finishes the season 7-1, and head coach Tony Trimble says it was a very disappointing way to end the year.
It was a an up and down season all year as far as things we had to deal with. Been an extremely unique season for us. Started the first four games with a couple kids suspended, and so we weren't at full strength. And we finally get those kids back, and we go for a game or two, and we felt like we were starting to put some things together. And then we had some quarantines. We had to play a couple games with just 11 kids. And then, of course, the way it all ended, it's a punch in the gut for us and our kids, and it's been very difficult seeing all the comments that the kids are making on social media about how much it hurts and everything. A very difficult situation, but, you know, some things are out of our control, and there's not a whole lot we can do about that.
Washington County has not played since October 9th due to COVID, but tonight they hit the road to take on 6-2 Little River, and head coach Doug Thompson talked about what his 4-2 Tigers need to do to get the win.
They got a lot of speed, and you know what, 8-man makes it tough. And they have two or three good kids that run the ball really well. They're pretty senior heavy. It's definitely going to take all 8 guys flying to the ball to try and stop them. It's just going to be one of those games where the kids are just going to have to work together as a team and continue to keep battling. They're really well coached as well. So the biggest key is for us is just to keep trying to move the sticks, and you know, hopefully we can punch in a few, and you know, hopefully we can come up with a couple turnovers and a couple stops and just see what happens.
You can hear Washington County on KNDY 95.5 later on tonight at 7 o'clock. The winner of tonight's ball game will take on Clifton Clyde next week. Last Friday, the Marysville Bulldogs had their 3-game win streak stopped at Riley County, falling 38-8. Tonight, they will look to rebound at home against Colby, who is 6-2. Head coach Dustin Hoyer talked about what it's going to take for his team to get the victory.
They're a really solid team. What we've seen out of Colby and what we've prepped for through the week is, you know, they run a lot of different formations. They really try to get you to align incorrectly to something, and then they'll come back to it and take advantage of it until you make the correction. So it's going to be really important for our kids to make sure that they align correctly and that we communicate offensively. We've got to try to start out with better field position, and we just have to finish drives. And we're able to move the ball and pick up some first downs. You know, we've got to be able to put points on the board and be more consistent there.
And of course, you can hear all the Bulldog action on AM 1570 and FM 94.1 in just a few minutes. We're just about ready to get things underway. That's going to go ahead and do it for the KNDY Coach's Corner wrap-up pregame show. So sit back and relax and get ready for some high school football playoff action right here on KNDY.